Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you. You were loud,
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all heard me out there. I am royalty listeners on this blessed day. Praise the Lord, everybody. You have tuned into I Am Royalty Show. Yes, I Am Royalty Show, and I'm your host, Associate Pastor Deshauna Wiley. And I just want to start off letting you know that this is the Lord's doing on today, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm letting you know on out there on today, I Am Royalty listeners, I am excited about Jesus on today, and I think that I know you guys are excited too on today. I just want to let you know that on today, today is called, well, I'm going to get my blessings right now Wednesday. I just want to let you know that so you can already get excited before I even go into the word on today. Well, I'm going to get my blessings right now Wednesday. I want to let you know that you tell yourself, self, well, you're going to get your blessings right now Wednesday. I don't think I heard y'all out there today, the ones that's on the phone lines, but I want to say it again. Say, self, well, you're going to get your blessings right now on today. Hallelujah. Glory. My God. I'm telling you, when the Lord gave me that on today, I was excited. Yes, I'm going to get my blessings right now. Hallelujah. How many faith believer people out there on today that's listening? How many people out there that's listening, I Am Royalty listeners, that know that you know that God got a blessing in store for you? And if you know God got a blessing in store for you, say right now, hallelujah. Say right now, hallelujah. Yes, God is going to give it to you right now. You can expect the unexpected. You can expect him to do it for you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I just want you to know that it's in store for you. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. And ain't no devil, ain't no demon, ain't no person, ain't no place or no things, or even your past issues can stop from what God is going to do for your life. It is done in this season, and you're going to get it in this season. Hallelujah. The wait is over. My God. I don't know who it is out there because there's a lot of you that's tuning in right now, but this word is for you. The struggle is over. The wait is over. It's over. It is over. It is over. The storm is over. It is over for your life, and you can expect God to do something for your life. I just want you after this day, I Am Royalty listeners, to be in expectancy mode, just to be in position mode, to be in expectancy to get something from God, whether it's just him touching you all over again, whether it's him just saving you all over again, whether it's just him just to even tell you he loves you all over again, just expect God to visit you. Hallelujah. Expect God to do something for your life. Get in expectancy mode. If you expect God to heal your body, you just begin to get expectancy mode and claim your healing. Go around and say, I'm healed, I'm healed. If you begin to expect God to take you high in ministry, get yourself prepared for that. Expect God to do whatever you in the need of and want him to do for your life. Hallelujah. And I've just, for all of you who have just tuned in, I want you to know once again, well, I am going to get my blessing right now Wednesday. So all day on today, when the enemy trying to attack your mind, even after you leave this radio show broadcast, you may get to let them know, huh, devil, you is a liar, because, well, I am going to get my blessing right now on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Expect God to do it. I'm telling you. In this season of our lives, God is going to manifest in our lives just like he did in the Bible days. He's going to perform miracle signs and wonders. Don't you know we serve that same God that done these miracle signs and wonders? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And all the things that he done in the Bible, he will do it right now if you just multiply your faith times two. That is the topic for today. Multiply your faith times two. Don't you know that if you multiply your faith and take it up a notch, don't you know you'll see the true hand of God in your life? Don't you know that in this season of life, God can answer your prayers just like that? The Bible said in Joshua 10 that Joshua and Caleb was in war, and the children of Israel was war against the Amalekites, and he didn't have time to pray no long prayer and wait till next week and wait till next year, but he began to say, "Son, be still," and the Bible says that the sun was still for him, and that it wasn't never a miracle sign that formed to perform in that time. Don't you know in this season of your life, in 1 Samuel 30, when creep of some of your right now prayers. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow. You ain't got to wait till next year or next month. You can get, obtain those things right now. Hallelujah. Head of Osiah. You can get it right now in your life. How many faith believers just believe and know that right now they can obtain some things in their life? How many crazy faith people that got some mad, stupid, crazy faith, just like Naaman when he dipped in the water 7 times? How many of y'all got some crazy faith just like Elijah when he put his head between his legs? How many of y'all got some Shunammite woman faith when she said all is well, and even when she knew her child was dead? How many of y'all got some crazy faith just like the widow woman when she got the prophet Elijah, her last morsel of her cake? How many of y'all got some crazy faith when Peter went out there to the fish and got the coin out of the fish mouth? How many of y'all got some mad, crazy faith that know that you know that you know that God hears and answers all of your prayers, and he bends down and listens to you, and you will obtain your blessings right now? Hallelujah. And if you think and you know that God would do it, say right now. Hallelujah. Hey, double stop. Say right now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Woo. I'm going ahead of myself, but I feel that right now thing. I don't know about y'all, but I got some petitions before the Lord. I got some prayer requests I need him to do right now. So I'm getting excited off this all by myself. I know I got somebody out there with me that's getting excited over this right now. Some things just can't wait till tomorrow. Some things got to be done before 12 midnight, but some things need to be done right now. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm telling you, we are in a season where the Lord will answer our prayers right now. We are in a season that the Lord can heal you right now. We're in a season that the Lord can deliver you right now. We're in a season that the Lord can give you a breakthrough right now. We're in a season that God can hear your prayer request right now. God can bless you with that house right now. Give you that vehicle right now. Start that business right now. Save your family right now. Do a lot of things for your life right now. Hallelujah. Hey, God, right now, well, you gonna get your blessings, right now, right now, hallelujah. Hey, God, I want to just go before you and announce it. Ooh, Jesus, right now, oh, Rebosha, I feel that right now, hallelujah. I just want to give you a couple of announcements because I want you all to, I want anyone who's in this area to come on out to these wonderful and powerful, oh, God, events. Oh, Jesus, February 20th, 2011, I want you to say heart to heart, hallelujah. On February 20th, 2011, at 5 p.m., at one of the greatest churches in the world, the church that I attend to and I love it so much, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 1921 East Empire Avenue, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022, we'll be having their annual heart to heart conference, hallelujah, celebrating God's love. Come prepared to receive a word from the Lord. I'm letting you know there will be door prizes, music, and the word of God. And the speaker on that night, I heard this young woman, she be going off, she be loud and jumping up and stuff and getting really excited. And I heard she's a pretty good speaker, too. And her name is Associated Pastor Tashana Wiley. Hallelujah. And Mother Marcia Newson is a co-coordinator of this event. So if you have any questions, give her a call at 269-926-3000, 269-926-3000. And the theme is agape, hallelujah, the greatest love of all loves. So I want you to know, if you in the area or you even close by, you are not, I'm telling you, it would be worth the drive, worth coming out, because I'm telling you, in store for a Holy Ghost move. If you want to go higher in God and just get a word in the Lord, come on out to the temple. I'm telling you, there's healing in that place. That's how I got healed from my cancer. It's deliverance in that place. It's whatever you need and desire, prosperity, abundance, whatever you need is in the house. So come on out and fellowship with us. Hallelujah. The next announcement I have is Soul Food Dinner. All you can eat. Take your mother to dinner. Hallelujah. On May 8th, 2011, Sunday, Mother's Day, between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Family Investment Center, 301 Martin Luther King Drive, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Church of God in Christ, sponsoring soul food dinner. And I'm telling you, if you want to eat and you want to just eat and just have a good fellowship with the word of the Lord, come on out. I'm telling you, take your mother to dinner. Take your sister to dinner. Anybody that you know that is a mother, this will be a great investment for them. $10 for the tickets. I'm talking about all you can eat. I'm talking about greens, cornbread, ribs, chicken, ham. I'm talking about desserts. I'm talking about some great cooks up in that place. I'm telling you, you want to get full, come on out and fellowship with us on May 8th, 2011. And Apostle Michael V. Robinson is the pastor and founder of Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. And that is all for the announcements on today. I just want you to know on today that whatever you want, whatever you need, and whatever you desire, you're going to get your blessings right now. I want you to just hold your hands up, far as you can hold it, in receiving and obtaining position, and say, Lord, I obtain my blessings right now, and begin to just pull those blessings down from the heavenly in your life. Begin to pull them down and know that you know that you know that you already have obtained the blessings in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm saying that right now, just blowing my mind back. Oh, God, it is blowing my mind back because you know what? In this season of our life, we have to know that the right now is what we obtain from God. We have to retain that right now word, that right now healing. When we wake up in the morning, I don't know about y'all, but when I wake up in the morning, I expect a right now manna from heaven. I expect a word from the Lord when I get up. I respect a right now touch. And in this season of our lives, God is going to do these things that we want in our lives right now. Hallelujah. I love what Jesus said to the disciples in Matthew 6. He said, if you earthly parents give your kids good gifts, how much more do you think your heavenly Father give you if you just ask him? So I want you to begin to ask God on today and let God know what you need right now and just trust in him for him to do it for your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the scripture that the Lord gave me this topic off of. And if you don't have your Bibles with you, just remember this or write it down. I'm telling you, it's going to bless your life. And the Lord gave me this topic to me out of Genesis 1, verse 22, and then he also gave me verse 28. And the word of the Lord says, God blessed them. See, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water and the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And verse 28 said, once again, twice, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and every living creature that moves on the ground. May God have a blessing to the readers and the hearers, the doers of his word for the edification of our soul. Did you not just hear that? This is the word of the Lord in verse 22 and 28. It says, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and multiply. So in this season and on today, you need to multiply yourself times two. You need to know that God has said this twice in one chapter. Whatever God said twice in one chapter or in the word of God is a covenant. It's already sealed, stamped, signed, sealed, and delivered with the blood of Jesus as his signature. It's already done. So I want you to know in this season of your life, you got to multiply yourself times two to get these blessings that I'm talking about on today for right now. You got to know that if God said it twice in one chapter in the beginning, how much more do you think God will do for your life right now? How much more do you think that God will not answer your prayers right now? God said, and he blessed them. Don't you know that God blessed you? Don't you know that you blessed? Don't you know your shadow is blessed? Don't you know everywhere you walk is blessed? Don't you know everything you touch is blessed? Don't you know people need to see to say they blessed for being in your presence? Don't you know that whatever God do in your life is blessed? Don't you know that even when you open up your mouth and say, hi, that's blessed. Everything that you do in your life is blessed. Even when you cry is blessed. When you worship is blessed. When you pray is blessed. When you shout is blessed. Everything that you do in your life is blessed because God has called you blessed. He blessed them, and he said, be fruitful, increase in number, and multiply. Don't you know that in this season of your life, God is going to multiply some things? Come on, somebody. God is going to multiply your very life. Everything in your life is going to get multiplied. It's going to get doubled. It's going to go times two. He's going to increase your capacity. He's going to enlarge your territory. He's with God and he had a visitation with God, that he was so powerful, God, they had to put the veil over his face. Don't you know some people have to put a veil over your face because you're going to be so powerful and increased with the glory and the shadow and the power of God in your life? God is going to multiply your very life times two. Hallelujah. Hey, God. So how many of you out there on today is listening that know that God is going to do this multiplication, this increase in your life times two? Hallelujah. And if you believe that, say glory. Hey, God. In this season of your life, God is doing a new thing in your life, and he's going to catapult you to the next level. That's why he said it twice in Genesis 1 and 22 and 28. He's going to increase you because he already letting you know I blessed you already, so you ain't got to worry about little things of blessings because it's already done. But with the blessings that you got, I'm finna multiply them. With the thoughts you got, I'm finna multiply it. With the power you got, I'm finna multiply you. With the favor you got, I'm finna multiply it. With the faith you got, I'm finna multiply it. Whatever you have right now, God is finna multiply it times two. Terrible shot. So that's why you getting your blessings right now, because it's already done, it's already in position. You just got to multiply it times two. Meaning, I'm finna give you a sample. If you got $1,000, expect God to give you two. Terrible shot. If you healed, delivered, and set free, expect to be double healed, delivered, and set free. If you're on your own track and you got like 100 members, expect to get 200. Whatever it is that you have, expect it to be multiplied times two according to your faith. Terrible shot. Hey, God, expect it to happen times two. Hey, God. So whatever it is that you have right now, begin to thank God for it times two, because it's already done. Your first name is faith, your middle name is favor, and your last name is already done times two. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it's already done times two, baby. It's already done. It's already done. You just begin to thank him for it right now, because he already said he blessed you. You just need to multiply and increase and subdue the land. Go take back some things that God has promised you. A land flowing with milk and honey, because it's already done. It's already done. Don't you know you already a heavyweight champion? Yeah, you already won the battle. You already got the victory. So you can hold your head on up. You can keep the belt of champions. Yes, you got the belt of champions already around your waist. So you can walk around knowing that you are a heavyweight champion. Don't you know you are God's gifted? You are God's gift to this world. You are God's light to this world. So don't you know that God got your back? Heaven got your back? You can know that victory belongs to you, and it's multiplied times two. Hallelujah. Hey, God. So I want to let you know, as I'm leaving out and closing, well, I am going to get my blessing right now Wednesday. I want you to know your blessing is already here right now times two. So begin to give him glory. Begin to thank him. Begin to give him praise. Begin to magnify his name. Oh, begin to exalt the name of the Lord. For the Lord, he is God, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Begin to praise his name. Oh, bless the Lord, for he is God. Hey, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, some trust in Buddha and Muhammad, but we're going to trust in the name of the Lord our God on today, and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise for multiplying your life times two. He multiplied your life times two. Hallelujah. Hey, he's multiplying your life. And I just want to let you know once again, whoever it is listening out today, the struggle is over. The storm is over. The weight is over. The lack is over. I bind that in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus against it. And everybody listen to the sound of my voice. Your life has increased. Your life is fruitful. And it's multiplied times two in the name of Jesus. And it will not fall to the ground. And these word is sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus as his signature. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know greatness is on your life. Excellence is on your life. Prosperity is on your life. And it's times two. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, God. It's times two. It's times two over your life. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus, I want you to know that whatever you need and whatever you desire, I always tell the Lord, I got that Elijah faith. I got that Elijah faith. I got that Elisha faith. I got that Joseph anointing and that Daniel anointing all my life. I tell the Lord all the time, I got that Paul favor. You remember in the book of Acts, it said a snake bit Paul, and they thought he was going to die. And what did he do? Hit the snake and sent it on. They didn't even think about budging to die, because the Lord let me know in that. He remembered what Mark 16 says. Mark 16 says, these miracles sign that one will happen to those who believe. They will cast out demons. They will speak in unknown tongues. If they get bitten by a snake, it can't hurt them. And if they drink anything poisonous, it can't kill them. When they lay hands on a sick, they shall recover. He remembered that scripture, what Jesus told the disciples, and he knew that snake venom couldn't do nothing to him, because he knew that he that was in him is greater than he that's in the world, and he knew no weapons formed against him shall prosper. And you remember in the end of the book of Acts 27:28, when Paul was on the ship, and everybody thought they was going to die, the Lord let him know he couldn't die until his purpose and promise is fulfilled. Don't you know in this season of your life, you ain't going nowhere? No snake venom can't touch you. People can't touch you, because your purpose and prophecy and destiny is not fulfilled yet. And until you get that done, you're going to live a long life. With long life shall the Lord satisfy you in the name of Jesus. So I want you to know, as I'm closing out on today, that you're going to get your blessing right now, Wednesday. Hallelujah. I've been opening up the phone lines for a couple of callers. I just want to say stay blessed, everyone. I'm telling you, God is doing a great thing in our lives. Stay encouraged, stay motivated, stay focused, stay inspired in the word of the Lord. Because in the word of the Lord, there is life. In the word of the Lord, there is power. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty for your life. I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and after that, we're going to get off. Be blessed. I will be back for you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Hallelujah. I'm going to call out the last numbers ending and 5098. Caller, you're live on the air. Caller? Okay. Caller ending in 1962, you're live on the air.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just truly thank God for being on this line. It really has touched my spirit. And I do believe every message and I receive in the name of Jesus. Everyone be blessed.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Next caller, your number is in 4407. You're live on the air. Okay, next caller, you're live on the air. I know this is the best mother in the world. Mother, you have anything to say to the people before we close out?
God bless you, darling. It's just confirmation of the prophecy that our apostle gave us in 21 days, and I tell you, God is doing something in these 21 days. Right now, I'm receiving blessings. Hallelujah. Well, they're on the way, even though I can't even see them. God bless you, sweetheart, for holding up the light and the word of God, and God bless each one in the listening audience.
God bless everybody. Well, as we don't have anything else, I'm just trying to see if anyone in the chat don't have anything to say, and if they don't have anything to say, we're going to close out. Tomorrow, we will be back here live at 2 p.m. Also, I want to let everyone know, if you're a book author or a book writer and you need your book published, I'm affiliated in partnership with the book publishing company that published both of my books. So you can contact me. A lot of you is already a member of my website. I am a ruby.ning.com. You can go on Google, pull that up, and you can contact me that way, inbox me, and we can go and get your book published, because I'm telling you, whatever God has put in your spirit to do, it's time now. It's time right now. I know a lot of people say that, you know, I didn't have the money to get a book publishing company, or I couldn't do this, or, you know, didn't have a way. But now God has put somebody in your life that's going to bless you to get your word out there that God has put in your spirit. That's your baby. That's your spiritual baby that you have to give birth to. So in this season of your life, anyone who is a who has a book author, do poems or just a manual, whatever God has put in your spirit, you talk to me. My number is 269-861-6839. Or you can go to iamaruby.com, or hit me up on Blog Talk Radio and leave me a message. And we can try to get your book out there, and we can talk about it later. I promise you, much of the normal book publishing companies charge, you'll be like, wow, I'm getting my book published for this price. And you'll gain that back in two book sales. So I'm telling you, whatever God has dropped in your spirit, it's time now to give birth to those purpose, those prophecies, and those promises and the destiny that God has for your life. I want to let you also know that God is doing a great thing in our lives. So perceive it, walk in it, and just know it. I love you all. I want you all to know that God loves you. Agape! I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana. See you all tomorrow. Be blessed.